Pan Air's planes went to Sandpoint, Cold Bay, and Unalaska Wednesday after being grounded for 2 days. CEO Danny Siebert.
Ash levels have come down to about 10,000 feet. There's a bit of an easterly flow, which is what we wanted, was a little bit of wind to blow the ash in one direction. And so all flights are operating normally today.
Siebert says 18 to 20 flights were held over the past couple days.
Between all the communities, we had about 300 people that were waiting to go one direction or another. And by the end of today, everyone should get to where they were supposed to go.
About 40 miles southwest of Pavlov is Cold Bay, where residents have been on the ground since Saturday.
We're flying today.
Guy Morgan is Grant Aviation's Cold Bay station manager. He says flights went to King Cove and False Pass early Wednesday. Later flights were set for Port Moeller and Nelson Lagoon. That's where small amounts of ash fell earlier this week. Morgan reports that air conditions there have improved.
Yesterday they said there was definitely a little trace of ash in the water that they were collecting. They could see it in a white bucket. And today the skies were not completely clear, but they could see the top of the volcano and just a little plume of steam.
The Alaska Volcano Observatory says Pavlov continues to erupt, although it no longer has a constant seismic tremor. Data shows what appears to be small explosions and hot surface temperatures. If Pavlov is still making an ash cloud, it's below a 15,000-foot layer of clouds. In Dillingham, I'm Ben Matheson.